And why did he add this? He's suggesting that he's not resorting to force or argument, which is a characteristic of those who don't strive to impose their own views, but focus on what is beneficial to others. That's why he also says in another place, "But if anyone seems to be argumentative, we have no such practice." However, he doesn't do this all the time, but only when the offenses are not very serious, and then more as a means to shame them. Because when he discusses other sins, he doesn't speak in this way. Instead, he says, "Don't be fooled. Neither sex addicts nor effeminate men will inherit the kingdom of God." And also, "Look, I, Paul, am telling you that if you get circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you." But in this case, since he was discussing silence, he doesn't attack them too harshly, drawing them in even more by doing this. Then, as he always tends to do, he steers his talk back to the original topic that he initially drifted from to say these things.